views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and I'm on a mission to help shift the planet to a more peaceful and loving way of being. I truly believe women, and even more specifically, moms, are going to be a key piece in this transformation. My guest today is a woman who's also on a mission to help heal our world. She lives in Slovenia, and I have to tell you, she feels kind of like a soul sister to me. When we share our stories together, we just have so much in common. It's kind of neat. Her name is Alenka Tercic, and she coaches business owners on mindset, law of attraction, productivity, and online marketing. Alenka uses vision boards as the main tool to help others design the life of their dreams. And she was awarded the 2012 Vision Board Coach of the Year for her volunteer work with kids in Bali. Today, Alenka is here to share her best tips to help you embrace different interests and avoid the pressure of narrowing down your niche if that doesn't feel right to you. There is an awful lot of people out there saying, focus, focus, focus. You have to have one thing that you choose and you specialize in and all this. And Alenka is here today to suggest that there might actually be a different way for you to do this. So Alenka, welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Hello, Debbie. I'm really honored to be here and thank you for your nice introduction. I'm thrilled to be here and, like you said, share my story and help other women feel less pressured about narrowing down their interests and their niche.
Awesome. Well, I am so happy you were able to join us today. I always enjoy talking with you and I look forward to all the tips that you're going to share. So, with that said, let's jump right in, shall we?
Right.
Okay. So, when I met you several years ago now, you were supporting parents. And since then, you have shifted several times to different things. Can you share a bit of your story and how working with your life transitions has helped you to grow and evolve?
Yeah, like you said, we met when I was doing a similar show like yours, empowering parents to help their kids with the law of attraction and building their dreams and really helping them see that they can be and do whatever they want. But there was a phase in my life when my kids were little and mm-hmm. I was actually teaching myself to teach my kids the same.
Yes. So
I was reading the books and I was attending seminars and buying courses and you know how it goes. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to do that for my kids, for my own sanity actually. Because I knew that it's a better way than what we were taught when we were young, you know, like go to school, be nice and obey everyone and just follow the steps that you were supposed to follow.
Right.
So I did a lot of that work with my own kids and seeing the other kids in their classes in school, you know, really encouraged me to share what I'm doing with my kids because I never had any problems with them, at least not big problems like some of, you know, like some mm-hmm. parents had with the tantrums or disobeying or talking back or things like that. I never experienced that. So I must have been doing something right, you know. I'm not saying they are perfect, that we didn't have fights or, you know, the usual parenting stuff, but it never was anything bigger. And even today, my kids are like, you know, very average kids with no big issues, with no big problems. So that encouraged me to share what I'm doing with my kids with other parents. But now when my kids are older, the older one is 20 now, so I have a completely different set of struggles and issues. And,
right.
You know, the things that I'm dealing with. So with working with parents, I also realized that parents need it more than kids, because kids are kind of natural with that. You know, they know what they want, they go after it. And parents, we are the ones that put kids down, that we limit them, that we are saying, no, you cannot do this, you cannot have that, you know, you should do this, you should do that. So I right. kind of transitioned into more broader audience, but then being also very into tech, I really love technology and everything that it can provide for us. You know, I got people asking me, how do you do this? How did you start it, your interview? How do you put interview on iTunes? How do you start a blog? How do you do a video? You know, so I was kind of incorporating that. And that's kind of my story of the whole life. And now that I know, you know, looking back to my school years, when I was deciding what to study, I wanted to be a lawyer and I wanted to be an architect, or maybe I should be an archaeologist, or maybe I should study languages.
I hear you.
I was all over the place, but I was always interested in so many things. And then I decided to go for economics because my father studied economics, you know, crazy, but I didn't know better at that time. And even right. then, in through my jobs, I was always working in an areas where I have to see all different fields or areas inside the company. I never was really specialized in anything. And when I lost my job, I was kind of, what do I look for? What kind of job can I apply? Because I had no experience in, you know, anything special. Right. I was always overseeing the big picture.
Right, right.
So that's kind of evolved through my, what I'm dealing with right now, you know, what kind of life journey, phase, or whatever you call it, I am. That's what I'm sharing with others. And, you know, it's like everyone is telling you, be yourself, you are your own brand. I'm kind of embracing it. I'm all of that, you know?
Exactly. Here I am. I'm Alenka, and I have done this and this and this and that, and I might still do this.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, I was just laughing the other day. I was applying for a co-working space. I was mm-hmm. talking to a friend of mine that's organizing everything, and he said, oh, I Googled you. Are you all of that?
Yes.
Yeah. Completely confused. You wrote a book for kids. You did this, you did that. You know, I have all different web pages for every area that I was dealing with. So it's right. a lot. And I understand it can be confusing for some, but
especially when they Google you.
Especially, right?
Nice. So let's zero in. Like, why do some people struggle to choose one direction? Because this isn't everybody. Some people know from the moment they're born, you know, that they want to be a doctor or they want to be whatever, and they know it and they never stop and they go out and they do that. But some of us struggle. So why is that?
Right. I think that we are from the beginning, we are kind of groomed into a standard life journey. Mm-hmm. You know, you should finish school, go to study, marry, buy a house, have kids, do this, do that, go to school to job for 40 years and then retire. It's kind of in a society.
But, yeah.
But a lot of us feel that this is not the right journey. And you know, when I explained all my phases at that time, it was scary. I struggled because everyone was telling me, you should choose one, you should specialize, choose your niche, be specific. The more specific and the more narrow your niche is, the more successful you will be. And, you know, I struggled choosing my studies. I struggled getting a job. I struggled with my own business, because that's all you hear. But we forget that we are different, you know? So yeah, we are all different. And, you know, some people know, like you said, know from the beginning, from the early days, that want to be a doctor, lawyer, or whatever they want to be. And some of us just don't know. We don't have one specific mission in life. We don't have one specific interest. And now there are a lot of different names for that. And one that I really, it resonates with me, is calling the Renaissance man. And you can imagine Leonardo da Vinci, and he was a painter, he was a sculptor, he was interested in the human body, how it works, and all these proportions and dimensions. And then he studied plants, and he invented machines, and he was all over the place interested in every area of our lives. So just like everything in the nature, you know, some, I would say organisms, cells, or whatever you call it, animals, they are very narrowed and they're very niched, and they're very focused on one benefit or one feature that really help them survive. But then there are others that are really, you know, they can adapt and be everywhere, and they can live everywhere, and they can just be in the environment they are put into. And that's how I feel about us, some of us that really don't know where we belong, but we are interested in so many things. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you go on.
No, I was just going to say, I love that idea. And what I'm feeling from you is, on the one side, there is that thinking that you need to niche down, you need to know what you want to do, like, what are you going to do? And so even the word struggle, I think, has come up a few times in our conversation.
Yes.
But what I'm starting to feel from you is, maybe this isn't wrong. Maybe some of us are actually made this way, that it's okay for us to not just focus in on one thing. It might even feed our fire to focus in on multiple things. Is that right?
Exactly. And, you know, you don't have to do or build a business on every interest that you have.
Phew, because that's a lot of work.
Yeah, but you can incorporate, you know, when I talk in my videos or in my blog posts, when I talk about some ideas or the lessons that I want to share with others, you know, I often bring out my gardening experience, or I was focused last year very much on my fitness and my health. So I was studying about the nutrition and food and exercising and everything. So, you know, everything added to my business. I was not going into being a fitness coach or a trainer or a health coach or anything. But, you know, the things that I learned from that, because I really dived into it, like, I dive into everything that interests me.
Yes. Oh, I hear you, sister. Totally, loud and clear. And that is very confusing sometimes for other people, because they will think, well, I thought you were doing Reiki. Why aren't you doing Reiki now? And I took it. I love it. I think it's really neat. And I love doing Reiki on myself and such. But it's not what I want to do or be. I'm not going to be a Reiki practitioner, you know. And then they go, oh, okay. And we talk about the next thing. So I totally understand what you're saying here. So how does a person then embrace having these multiple interests? Because even listening to you now, like, it does feel a little scattered. And I can totally relate to how difficult that can be. So how does a person embrace it?
Well, one way is the way I did it. And I'm not in no way saying that's the right way or the only way or whatever.
Right.
But one way is just evolving as you evolve, and you just, you know, flow with wherever your journey takes you.
Mm-hmm.
Staying within the, you know, some sort of, you know, dimensions, or some sort of a journey, going a little bit up and down and left and right, but not really taking the U-turn or, you know, completely different direction.
Right.
That's one way. The other way is to just take whatever you are doing and mix it together.
You know, okay.
I talked before about gardening and fitness and business and everything. So maybe there is a way that I can put all of those together. I don't know what will it be right now, but, you know, maybe there is what you can, maybe you can invent some sort of gardening fitness. I don't know. I'm just making this up.
Right. But I hear you. Exactly.
You know, mix it up together into something new, something that no one is doing, something that's exciting for you to include all areas of your interest and, you know, go there.
Right. Right. You know, anyone who's listened to my podcast, if they've listened to several of them, then they know that I bring all these different things from my life into the show. So my test is kind of asking myself, is there a way this can help a person live a vibrant and powerful life? And if the answer is yes, then it belongs in my bag of tricks.
Right. So you're not limiting your guests to what they are, you know, that it's completely, but
there's
having
not just
the vibrant, having the vibrant life, you have the kind of a umbrella word for everything that belongs there. You know, we are all creatures of, you know, different areas. We are not just a businesswoman or just a mother or just a wife or whatever. We are everything.
Exactly.
So, you know, everyone can bring their own goods and insights and something to help moms getting their life back.
Absolutely. So when you and I talked before, we talked a little bit about comfort zones, and you had mentioned about moving out of your comfort zone. And that intrigued me a little bit because I think for most of us, I mean, the name, it's a good name, right? Comfort zone tells you right there, you're comfortable in it. You don't want to move out of it. And I could see how a person with multiple interests like this might struggle a little bit still to really embrace the things that fully turn them on, right? Kind of hold themselves back. So how can a person help themselves to kind of move out of their comfort zone when they hit that ceiling?
So I would say that we as a Renaissance women or multi-potentialites or whatever you call them, I don't think that we have problem with the usual comfort zones that others are struggling, like starting something new or testing something or trying something new. I think that we struggle more with deciding where to go or what to embrace, really what to include in your life and what to leave aside from others just to have a hobby and, you know, really enjoying what you are doing and embracing the whole you.
Mm-hmm. So I just had a little bit of an epiphany from you saying that. I had this moment of recognizing that actually our lifestyle often makes other people uncomfortable in their comfort zone because they can't figure out why we don't just choose a spot and sit in there comfortably.
Exactly. And I know, oh my God, my husband is always, you know, he doesn't say anything, but I know every time that I say, okay, I'll try this. And he's like, oh my God, you know, another box in the office. Because like I said, I go all in and I'm ready to try and I'm excited to explore new things. So I think that we don't have the like usual comfort zone issues.
Right.
But there are still things that are holding us back. Like, how do we share with this? You know, it's another direction again.
Mm-hmm.
How will people respond to that? You know, what if I start saying now about my dog? Which we have a dog and maybe, you know, it's a situation where we just got a dog. How will they respond? Oh, now she's a dog expert. You know how they are. Usually the jack of all trades is kind of negative and
yes.
being really, you know, putting you down and, okay, you are just kind of smart ass and, you know, you
right.
try to sound smart and know everything. And, you know, so I think that it's more like how to include those areas that are like at that time favorites or what we are working on or what we are exploring, how to include that in what we are doing. And that is like what you said before, what others will think, what how others will react, how others will see us.
Mm-hmm.
So will they still accept us as, for example, for me, when I was a parenting coach, and then I was starting to do online marketing, you know, and I was like, okay, everyone knows me. How will my list react? How will my people, my audience, they all knew me from the parenting talks and teaching them about law of attraction and everything. How will they accept that I'm now going into online marketing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is the main issue for us to go through the comfort zones of
yes.
allowing others to see what we are doing.
Right. Now, Alenka, I'm just keeping an eye on the clock here because I know this time
yes.
goes really fast. And I'm wondering if we need to really quickly talk about how do you tell the difference between a new area of interest for you and just a distraction? Because there are all those shiny objects out there that can also distract us. How do you tell the difference?
Well, that was another one of my big struggles because I love to know everything. I love to learn. I love to explore new things. And, you know, whenever I saw something that someone did online, like a new program or a new whatever, I had to see it. And yeah, it is a lot of shiny objects out there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it comes with more of, I realized that I was doing that more before I realized that it's okay that I have so many interests.
Right.
Because I was always searching for the next thing that will tell me where I should narrow down.
Right.
You know,
right.
because people are telling you, yeah, you should do the videos. You should do this kind of funnel. You should do email marketing. You should, like you said, you should do Reiki or someone, you should do EFT. You should meditate. You should, you know, there is all sorts of you shoulds.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone again is telling you to narrow down and you're confused because you are searching where can you narrow down because you don't want to. And I realized when I don't have that anymore and I'm
yes.
just embracing everything that I'm really more picky about where I turn what I want to invest my time and my money in. And I'm just go with the flow.
Right, right. You know, I really love that because I often like to remind people that you're not broken. You're not missing anything. There's nothing wrong with you that you need to fix. And when you really embrace that, then you realize that everything you do is just adding to your life or taking away from your life, adding to your relationships or taking away from your relationships. And when you're able to focus on things that way, the pressure comes off and it becomes more of a who's the person that I want to be? What feels best for me? And so I love the idea of really using that as a way to decide what direction you're going to go in. Is this something that is really going to fill me up or is it maybe just a 5 minute, I got to read this over because it interests me and then I'm done. And giving yourself permission to do that, right?
Right. Yeah.
Nice.
That's the main difference that I notice in my life because now that I'm embracing, you know, I don't have to do, there are so many different theories and coaches and trainers. And someone is, you know, you just have to pick the one that resonates with you,
yes.
what you want to do. And then you just go with that. You don't have to follow just because someone is famous or you know,
right.
training or having some results with a certain technique or whatever. You don't have to follow because there are another one that does whatever you want to do and have the same success or even better. But you are
absolutely.
You're living your life. You're being you, and that's
right.
you know more fun, and it's easier. It's it's kind of, like you said, it adds to your energy instead of drains you and, you know, leaving you struggling.
Absolutely. And then you have to learn how to let go of those things that are no longer serving. So, Alenka, we have to wrap up here. We have used up all of our time. But I know that you have a Facebook group called Dream Life Creation Academy. And the link for that will be up on my blog as well as on the Transformation Talk Radio page. Alenka also has a website, dreamlifecreation.com. So in that Facebook group, she shares tips, insight, resources about mindset, marketing, all kinds of wonderful things. It's a free Facebook group. You can find it at dreamlifecreation.com/FB for Facebook. Alenka, I can give you like 20 seconds. Do you have one little last piece you want to say?
Yeah, I would just say to everyone, just be you. You know, you're the most important person in your life, and just do whatever feels right for you. Follow your own lead and be your own cheerleader and be your own supporter.
Very nice.
Put yourself first.
Nice. Alenka, you are wonderful. I so appreciate you sharing some of your precious time with us here today. Thank you so very much. And as well, a big thank you to our awesome listeners. You are why we are here. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Alenka Tercich, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant, Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.